This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Valerie Arlene Inga. Date of birth is July the 11th, 1993. Case ID number 338-2525. Date of exam, August the 23rd, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 29-year-old single female with one child that lives with the claimant and her mother, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate intellectual disability. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. She did receive a high school diploma in a special ed program. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her mother and a child with no child support. The claimant has been on disability and is on disability at this time since 2012. Allegations, number one, intellectual disability. History of allegation. The claimant states that since 1999, it was noted that the claimant had difficulty reading and performing math. She states that she is at a first to second grade level and that she has difficulty reading and is at a kindergarten level for her reading abilities. The claimant is able to write a little bit and is able to sign her name. She did receive a high school diploma in the special ed program. And the claimant has never worked. She does help out with chores around the house, but does minimal activity except to care for her daughter. And she likes to take her to the park to walk. The claimant was able to answer all the questions that I asked her. And she appears to have a fairly average IQ, although she is unable to read and write, which may be a form of dyslexia. The claimant does also suffer from back pain, which consists of thoracic and lumbar pain. No x-rays have been performed. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness and pain that she usually feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. The claimant is presently taken by Clofen 20 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. The only physical activity she does is care for her daughter and takes her to walk in the park. Her physician at this time is Dr. Jorge Martinez. Family history: the father is in good health. Her mother is 63 and suffers from diabetes mellitus and also has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. At the present time, she's battling lung cancer. Medications: acetaminophen with codeine, number 3, 1 POQID, PRN for pain, cetirizine hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QD, baclofen, 20 milligrams QD, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams twice a week. Medical problems: intellectual disability with a possible dyslexia, comma, psoriasis, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, asthma, comma, allergies, comma, obesity, major surgeries, none, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant drinks socially, the claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 204 pounds, height 5 feet 2 inches, BP 128 or 85 mmHg, heart rate 86 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 37.5. General, this is a 29-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, down to the last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also somewhat abnormal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant has bilateral ankle plaques of psoriasis, which appear to be active at this time. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. She was very informative and was able to explain her situation and explain her condition, as well as answer all of my questions. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory appeared to be normal. Concentration was fair and she was oriented to time, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant was able to write her name, and although it is poorly written, she is able to do some cursive writing. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The last paragraph, the claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-ray of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has some limitations in her visual field as well as her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to decreased cognitive function and not being able to do reading, writing, or math tasks. Probable diagnoses: intellectual disability, The claimant appears to have problems with functioning in cognitive function as far as doing math problems, reading, and writing. She is able to write her name and to read at a first to second degree level. The claimant appears to have a somewhat normal IQ, however, has a dysfunction in school subjects. She may very well have some kind of dyslexia. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Valerie Arlene Inga.